On our property, we have a number of buildings. We have a few sheds, a garage, and of course our home, each of which we've built, rebuilt, or renovated over the years. At the end of each of the projects, we look at them and we're very pleased with the results. They look exactly as we planned, exactly as we designed. But then you must ask the question, will they stand the test of time? Will these buildings maintain their value and serve their purpose as we designed and intended? Physically and spiritually, a lasting building requires a strong foundation and a well-built, high-quality structure. First, let's look at the foundation. Physically, you can construct the highest quality, most beautiful building, but if the foundation is faulty, if it will not hold that building, it is only a matter of time before the building diminishes in value. It will fail. It will not last. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 19 through 22. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Jesus Christ is the foundation. That is, he is the rock. There is no fault. So spiritually, there is really only one foundation that will truly endure. The churches are built on various foundations. The world's principles and morals are built on different foundations. None of those will last. Only this one foundation will truly endure. And as mentioned here, that is something that was established, of course, by Jesus Christ. And then he used the apostles and the prophets. That foundation is available to us through the Word of God, which was revealed to us and made known to us by the Spirit of God that we've been given at baptism. In this end time, we are able to benefit, like no time before, from the truth that had never been made more plain than it was made through Mr. Armstrong, Herbert W. Armstrong, God's apostle. Now, 40 years ago, when Mr. Armstrong was on the earth, or a little less than 40 years ago before his death, it was widely accepted. The foundation was understood. It was without fault. Everybody knew what it was within the Church of God. And the foundation was not questioned. The apostles were not questioned. But that has been changed over the last 40 years within the organizations that are sprouted from the Church of God. From the true Church of God, they have looked for a different foundation. They have found fault. They no longer accept that Mr. Armstrong was the apostle. They no longer accept that apostles are the ones that set doctrine in the church. And that's how Jesus Christ established doctrine and restored doctrine. In the years since, you hear things such as the ministry sets doctrine. That is not the case. So this foundation we must cling to is the one true foundation, and it is the truth and doctrine established by Jesus Christ through his apostles and prophets. Next, once your foundation is complete in your physical project, you work on the building. You acquire materials, cut them to length, get them ready to install, you fasten them, and you repeat that process until complete and you have your building. Throughout the process, you must evaluate the quality of what you're using. Any twisted board or split, compromised material, if you're using stone, if it had a fracture in it, any of these items can cause compromise within your plans, a weakness in your structure. So the quality of the material must be proven and evaluated. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 3. 1 Corinthians 3, and we'll start in verse 10. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he builds thereupon. Again, thinking about the church today, we need to take heed how we're building. What are we on that foundation? Are we straying from the plans? Are we going about it our own way? Are we emulating the world around us or other churches? Or are we taking heed to make sure that we are building upon that foundation as intended, as God requires? Continuing in verse 11, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. And let's finish in verse 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Again, this scripture points back to that perfect foundation, the foundation that is Jesus Christ and God's Word. So spiritually, we must keep in mind that we are being evaluated now, just as you must evaluate the material when you're building a home or another structure. We are being evaluated now. Are we developing in the quality needed to be able to be useful in God's building? Are we going to align to the foundation and to God's design? Through tests of character, through trials, repentance, through ongoing daily Bible study and prayer, we must be molded and evaluated, as God will not compromise in the quality of his temple. And again, with this perfect foundation that we're to be built on, we are being prepared, shaped, and molded now, as the temple will be revealed and complete at the return of Jesus Christ. So now we have a foundation, a perfect foundation. We are to build upon that foundation. Well, once construction is complete, the true test of the quality of a building begins. Endurance. Through changes of seasons, storms, and wind, as well as the earth below settling, shifting, or even quaking, the building is only of lasting value if it endures all this and endures for years to come. Let's turn to Hebrews 3. Hebrews 3, and we'll start in verse 6. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. And then verse 12 through 14. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Again, we're told, similar to the scripture we went to in 1 Corinthians, that we are to take heed. We need to be on guard. We need to be alert. And in considering construction and so on, we need to think of ourselves as part of a building, and that we need to align to this. We need to make sure that we're not being twisted by the things around us, by the deceitfulness of sin. And sin is more abundant now in our lifetime than it ever has before, at this end time, shortly before the return of Jesus Christ. Verse 14, for we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. So again, spiritually, we as God's people must endure and hold fast to the truth. It is not good enough to just have a good start, to be a building at the start of after the construction is complete. We must hold on for years to come. It can't be, again, just a good day or a week or a month or a year. It has to be year after year. We have to endure the various seasons of life, the various trials and storms that come our way. And within Hebrews here, it tells us and exhorts us, we are told that we must hold firm unto the end. We must hold steadfast. We must cling to God's word. We must cling to the foundation. And again, Mr. Armstrong, over the years would exhort us to stick to the trunk of the tree, to stay on track, to stay on God's track, or to get back on track. All these things are pointing us towards the foundation of the truth, pointing us to holding fast to that doctrine. God will only give us eternal life if we endure. We could only be part of his family if we hold fast now to the truth given, we align to that foundation and endure into the end. And if we do that, of course, we can be part of his family. We could be relied upon forever as part of the God family. In conclusion, the buildings we see every day in this physical life, no matter how strong the foundation or how high quality or well constructed the building is, they will meet an end. They may serve their purpose for a long time within this age, maybe even hundreds or thousands of years, but eternity is not a possibility. They will fail. However, we have the opportunity in God's church to be part of the eternal temple of God if we align to the perfect foundation of God's truth and his doctrine and hold fast until the end.